A proposed natural gas pipeline from Vermont to the International Paper Mill in Ticonderoga, New York, has some Vermont residents up in arms. But International Paper and the North Country Regional Economic Development Council argue that supplying the mill with natural gas is vital to the North Country economy on both sides of Lake Champlain. The Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris reports.
People packed into the high school auditorium in Hinesburg, Vermont last week to voice their opinions on a proposed natural gas pipeline before the Vermont Public Service Board. Vermont Gas wants to extend service to customers in Addison and Rutland counties in western Vermont. The pipeline would run south from Williston to Middlebury, then under Lake Champlain to the Ticonderoga Paper Mill in New York. Opponents rallying outside before the hearing focused on climate change and hydrofracking. Vermont Gas is owned by Gaz Metro, a Canadian company. Its gas is produced by hydrofracking in Alberta. Inside, business leaders, environmentalists, farmers, students, and landowners waited to be called to the mic. The testimony took over 3 hours. Pipeline supporters argued that cheap natural gas would help retain existing jobs and attract new businesses in western Vermont. Gary Douglas is from Plattsburgh, New York. He chairs the North Country Chamber of Commerce and the Regional Economic Development Council, a region that includes the Ticonderoga Mill. That's what brought Douglas and several International Paper employees to testify before the Vermont Public Service Board last week. Douglas says it's important to help major regional employers like International Paper reduce their costs.
While it is a very efficient and very modern plant, a very productive workforce, there is no question that they have a major cloud over their heads in terms of the very high energy costs of operating that plant. We've looked with them at a number of options. The one that is the most achievable is natural gas.
If the project is approved, the mill will receive $1.75 million of New York State money from the North Country Regional Economic Development Council to convert its boiler and kiln from oil to natural gas. The second of two hearings before the Vermont Public Service Board will be held on September 11th in Middlebury, Vermont. Vermont Gas requires a certificate of public good issued by the Public Service Board for the pipeline to go forward. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.